The Podfix Network.
Some of the earliest cave art that's been discovered is of giant penises. Well, hello, listeners. You're listening to This Week Today, a comedy podcast that takes a brief look at this week in history, news, entertainment, and more.
Welcome to the show. I'm Toph. I am not joined by my regular co-host, Lauren Saunders, for the second episode in a row. Instead, we have another special guest. He's a fellow Gravity Beard intern, and without him, there is no rinse, wash, and repeat. Please welcome Brian Shampoo.
Thanks for having me, Toph. I heard that Adam is currently orbiting Mars. Is that true?
Oh, boy, you're behind. He was orbiting Mars yesterday. Today it's Neptune.
Whoa.
Today it's Neptune. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. But I get what you're saying. He never stays in one place for very long. You never know where Adam is.
Yeah. I'm happy that he's decided to take another sabbatical because it meant that I get to spend my evening here talking to you.
Yes. And one thing that I wanted to touch on is you have not podcasted either on your own show or someone else's in quite a long time.
Yeah, I honestly don't even remember. I have started and walked away from like 35 podcasts and guest starred on so many different shows that it's hard to keep track of, but I think it's been at least like 3 years since last time I've actually officially done a show.
So in a way, this is kind of an audio poke of the stick, just to see if you're still out there breathing.
Yep.
This is like an audio well check.
Yeah, I like to pop in and pop out. I'm not quite as well traveled as Lord Saunders, but I do try to keep myself pretty busy. So I need to remind people that I'm around, not just traveling the world and working my butt off.
Well, speaking of some of that, one thing we like to do when we have a guest on is we like to play get to know. So we had a fantastically successful round of Get to Know Melissa McHugh McGrath on the last episode. So now, why don't we play a quick round of Get to Know Brian Shampoo?
Ooh, I'm excited.
Tell us anything you think that the audience would like to know about you.
Well, if there's anyone listening who happens to follow me on Instagram or is Facebook friends with me, you'll know that I am an avid amateur woodworker. I like to do various pop art signs, I guess you'd call them, on my scroll saw, mostly as gifts. I've sold a few, but it's not really anything I do for money. It's just a fun creative endeavor. And I am also a 0-1 record holding amateur mixed martial artist. I fought once when I was 21 years old and got choked out in the first round. So that's a fun fact about me as well.
That is a fun fact. Also, are you a native Iowan, or you just live there a long time?
I am born and raised a corn-fed white boy, as we like to call him here. I have lived within about 45 minutes of the hospital I was born in for my entire life.
Interesting. But also, you travel a bunch. Like, you get out quite a bit.
I do. Because of my job, I spent about 10 years as a software tester. I got an opportunity to work with developers that were based out of Romania. So I've spent quite a bit of time in Romania. So I've been to Transylvania. I've been to Dracula's Castle. I've been to what they call Pelish Castle, which is this amazing palace that was built at the turn of the 19th century or the turn of the 20th century. That's just one of the coolest places I've ever been. I love hiking. I've hiked on mountains in both the eastern and western hemispheres. I do like to travel.
That's great. And this will be interesting to anybody listening that's associated with the Podfix Network. You were, were you an original show of Podfix? Weren't you?
I was. That was my original show, and to this day, the one that I still consider to be to be like my baby, the one that I remember the fondest. It was me and several of my friends on a little show called Buds, Beers, and Brutality, where we drank beer and watched horror movies, and it was a lot of fun. We got to meet a lot of really cool people and do a lot of really cool things as a part of that show.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't you part of the group that preceded Podfix, the movie Pod Squad?
I was, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And the Podfix network, it actually evolved from a little spinoff chat that me and several other people that were part of the movie Pod Squad that just all kind of had similar interests and found ourselves talking to each other a lot and just got the idea to start a network. Which feels like that was forever ago.
Well, it's because it was. Okay, well, boy, I think you would agree. That was a very successful round of Get to Know Brian Shampoo.
Congratulations, everyone. You are now my best friend.
And that's how that works. With that, let's get started and take a look at the calendar of special days so everyone knows what to celebrate this week. Brian, did you celebrate National Rock, Paper, Scissors Day today?
Yeah, I challenged every single person on my team in Rock, Paper, Scissors, and I did horribly.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, well, perhaps you can make up for it tomorrow. Hey, speaking of movies, National Cinema Day.
I'm really happy about that. My wife and I are huge movie fans. Every year we get together with our friends and family and we have an Oscar party. We call it the Merleys. It's named after my wife. Her nickname's long story, but we have a little like Oscar trophy that we give out to whoever gets the most accurate predictions list. And she has won 3 out of the 5 years that we've done it.
Wow. Wow, that's clutch. Okay, speeding up just a little bit, Tuesday is Labor Day. Ironically, I plan to not labor that day. Wednesday is World... I like this one. This is one of my favorites of all time. World Ampersand Day.
Ampersand. Good symbol. Good symbol.
Great symbol. Thursday is National Power Rangers Day. Did that fall in the range of your childhood?
Yes, it did. In fact, I have met... 3 of the original Power Rangers. Well,
wow.
met is sort of a loose term. I met and hung out with the second Red Ranger, Rocky. His name's Steve Cardenas. Got to meet him and hang out with him as part of the aforementioned Buds, Beers, and Brutality podcast at a convention. Great guy. Just a few months ago, I got to see the original Pink Ranger at a convention in Des Moines, which was also lovely.
Friday is National School Picture Day. I'm sure we have plenty of memories about that.
A lot of bad pictures.
So many bad pictures. And then we wrap up this week of terrific celebrations on Saturday with Star Trek Day.
And a lovely fact about that is I live about 30 minutes or so from the future birthplace of James Tiberius Kirk, which is Riverside, Iowa.
Huh. That's a fun fact.
Yeah, there's a big fake Enterprise on a trailer, and there's a big gathering that they do every year, I think, on his birthday.
That's incredible. All right, well, with that, Brian, let's turn our attention to This Week in History.
All right, so This Week in History, in 476 BC, the Western Roman Empire fell. To a group of Visigoth warriors led by a man named Alaric. Although talking to my brother-in-law last night, he said by 476, Western Rome was already Christian, and it had been for over 100 years, and in his opinion, that's not Rome. So was that really when it fell?
So in your brother's opinion, Rome fell at least 100 years before this.
About 150 years or so before that, whenever it became like primarily a Christian nation, if you were to say. But it had long since lost its influence by the time it truly fell.
And on this show, that's what we call hot takes on the Roman Empire.
Hey, he does have the credentials to back it up. He has a PhD in classics, and he is a professor at Bowling Green State in Ohio. So it's not coming out of nowhere.
I'm not questioning him. I'm just saying that's a very hot take on the Roman Empire.
It is a hot take. And then moving on, in 1522, Magellan's expedition of circumnavigating the globe was completed. Wait, was it completed or did it start? I wasn't actually sure about that.
Okay, so I don't know if you've listened to the show enough, but we only do cursory research, so we never know the answer to follow-up questions.
Well, I luckily have the Wikipedia page pulled up, so it says that it was when it ended. So, yes, in 1522. And then in 1915, we have the first ever tank produced.
I was surprised that it wasn't created before that. And then the picture of it was very underwhelming.
Yeah, it was kind of weird looking.
It looked like it was made out of cardboard and something that my children would make.
Yeah, I feel like it probably wasn't a very good tank.
They've improved their tank technology in the last 108 years.
And then in 1956, Elvis Presley makes his first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. And you know, hot takes, I am not actually an Elvis fan.
I think I like two Elvis songs.
Yeah, I like some Elvis songs that were covered by other people, but not a huge fan of the Hubba Hubba Burning Love or whatever it is.
You know, the truth of it is I could name probably four or five of the biggest acts in music history, and I don't really like them at all.
Yeah. I like riling people up when I talk about how I don't really like the Beatles that much.
See, that's a great example.
In 1972, we have U.S. swimmer Mark Spitz winning 7 gold medals, or his 7th gold medal. I don't know if he did that all in one Olympics or not. I don't really like swimming.
I think he dominated that event so thoroughly that they gave him 7 medals just for the one win.
Just for the one. He won it by like 7 pool lengths.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, holy crap, give that guy 7 medals.
Like, that dude just beat someone who was running while he was swimming. Give him 7 medals.
We were going to give you just the one, but that was incredible.
1995. Now, here's one I do actually know about pretty well. Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr. breaks a record for consecutive games played. Now, Toph, do you know how many games he played in a row?
I did it one time, and that's just something that got pushed out of my brain in favor of something else.
So there's 162 games in a season.
That's exactly what I was doing, and I was trying to think, because he barely missed a game his entire career, didn't he?
Pretty much. I think up until he decided to just take a day off. I don't think he did.
Let me just guess. Was it something like 2,500 games?
Yeah, it's a pretty good guess. 2,632.
Okay. I just roughly went with 15 seasons and did some quick math.
Yeah, the previous record was 2,130, and that was held by Lou Gehrig. That had stood for 56 years.
Yeah, that's impressive.
And then 1 year later, Tupac Shakur, in 1996, was shot, shocking the nation.
Well, that's going from a high to a low.
Yep. 1997, some 2.5 billion TV viewers watch Princess Diana's funeral.
Okay, I didn't know that, and that number shocked me.
Yeah, I...
Because in 1997, what was the world population? Maybe 6.5 million?
Yeah, like 6.5 billion or so, 6 billion, something like
that. I mean,
6.5
billion, yeah, so... Somewhere between a third and a half of the entire world population was watching it, is that true?
And you have to assume at least like a billion people probably don't have TVs, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I just found the number, especially that many years ago, 25 years ago, 2.5 billion people. I'm a little incredulous. I believe it, but I'm like, holy crap.
It's pretty stunning.
Yes, it is.
5 years later, 2002, Kelly Clarkson wins the very first season of American Idol. I do remember this because American Idol was everywhere and kind of unavoidable, but I don't really remember caring that much even at the time.
I missed at least the first season of American Idol, so I'm sure I had consciousness of it, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah, American Idol was not made for teenage boys, though.
No, I was far past my teenage years by then as well. I think I was 28.
Yeah, I was just entering in high school. And here we have in 2007, the NFL nabs the New England Patriots in the Spygate scandal. The most surprising thing about this was that it was 16 years ago, because I remember this very well, and it made me feel like a very old man.
Well, and related to that, I was, because I guess it was a few years before that, the Tuck Rule. You remember when the Tuck Rule happened?
I do.
So I was watching that game in a hospital waiting room.
Oh, wow.
All right, Brian, thank you for history. And with that, let's turn our attention to the news.
Oh, with my favorite jingle.
So, Brian, as we go through this story, I want you to give me, just periodically as we go through it, a number between 1 and 10 about your level of concern for the parties involved.
Okay, I think I can do that.
Okay. Colorado Springs resident Rebecca Vance wanted a simpler life away from modern stressors. That sounds simple enough, right? That sounds safe enough.
Yeah.
And so last summer, she decided to move to a remote Colorado campsite along with her sister, Christine, and her teenage son.
I've spent a lot of time in Colorado. My concern is growing.
Where are you on your 1 to 10 scale?
Like a 3.
Okay. Okay, so Rebecca was worried about COVID, which is understandable, and other viruses, and she kind of just wanted to get her son away from partisan politics and the never-ending news cycle and just all that garbage, which I know a lot of us can completely understand.
I can relate.
I can as well. And so her stepsister, Travala, I mean, she acknowledged that she had good intentions, but actually tried to discourage her sister Rebecca from going. But she was stubborn, had already made up her mind and said, I'm going to live off the land.
Oh, no.
Sounds like your concern is growing.
Colorado is largely a desert. It's hard it's hard to grow things there. And also, there's a lot of fire, and the weather is insane.
And so, where are you now?
At least a 5. I think I'm like at a 5.
Oh, no, you're already up to a 5. Okay, well, let's keep going. So Rebecca's sister, Christine, who initially resisted going, she was not going to go, but then she ended up going, and her reasoning was because she thought if she was with them, they had a better chance of surviving.
Okay, they got some backup at least. They got the level-headed one.
They didn't tell anybody exactly the location of where they were going. They just told a few people that they wanted to live off the grid. And so then, this. By the way, did you want to modify your index at all?
Well, I was gonna maybe like give them some credit for having the level headed one, but not telling anyone where you go. Yeah, I'll stay with like a 5. We're at a 5. They haven't given me any reason to say that they're gonna be unsafe yet, but they're making poor decisions.
Wow. Well, your confidence is I'm just gonna say unfounded. Okay, I'll just use the word unfounded. Because on July 9th, a hiker noticed a body at a remote Rocky Mountain campsite and notified the police, who then found, see, it turned quickly, didn't it? Who then found, which often happens in our stories on this show, by the way. So on July 9th, a hiker noticed a body, told police, who then found 2 other bodies. Now, this next part is a bummer because they describe the bodies as fairly mummified.
Mummified?
Yeah. That's the phrase that they use to describe the bodies.
That is not the adjective that I was expecting. Eaten, maybe, was what I would have expected.
Munched on?
Yeah.
Nibbled?
little bit
the bodies
of,
were fairly nibbled.
They looked like they had been chomped a bit.
Chomped a bit. That's perfect. The coroner soon identified the bodies as belonging, of course, to Rebecca Vance, her 14-year-old son, and her sister, Christine Vance. The mystery surrounding the unusual deaths was mostly solved, but still questions surrounding the exact cause of death lingered. The sisters had left last July to permanently live in a tent near Gold Creek Campground, just an hour's drive apparently from Gunnison, Colorado.
Oh, no. I'm going there next year.
Huh. Well, take plenty of supplies.
Omens.
And don't plan on living off the land.
Noted.
So for you, this is a cautionary tale, if not for everyone listening. And so Michael Barnes, the coroner, proposed that their deaths were likely caused by a combination of the harsh winter and malnourishment.
Oh, they did this during the winter?
I don't think they left during the winter. You wouldn't leave and go to Colorado to live off the land during the winter, would you?
I would hope not. It snows
a lot. I hope that's not the decision
there.
They made. But it says authorities found a lean-to built from logs over a fire pit, suggesting they were using it for warmth, and evidence that they would relieve themselves by a tree that was only a few feet from their tent, which they said suggests they were cold and not wanting to venture very far. Otherwise, you'd probably do that elsewhere. I would agree.
Can confirm.
Yeah. Definitely, if you've got more confidence, you're going to relieve yourself much further away from where you're sleeping. It also said that their bodies were found emaciated because it appeared that the trio had been surviving on soup and other packaged items.
This is a very sad, sad tale.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that's where it ends.
Dark.
Yeah. And, of course, I have to make this apology on every episode. Brian, I'm sorry, but we don't have time for our next story.
Oh.
But I do have a headline, and I think you need to brace yourself for this one.
Consider me braced.
Lizzo forced dancers to eat bananas from sex workers' vaginas.
You know, I heard that, and my first response was, oh, no.
We will make every possible effort to get to that story in a future episode.
And I also promise not to make anyone eat bananas out of anyone else's vaginas. This is my pledge to you, the people. I will never do that.
So not only Brian, who's not associated with the show except for this guest appearance, but also the show across the board. As a show, even with Adam not here, I feel bold enough to make that promise as a show. We will also not do that.
Yeah. I feel okay taking that stance.
Yeah. Yeah. So many things we say on the show are very controversial. I don't think that that is. Hey, Brian, do you have birthdays for us?
I do. So first up, we have Beyonce.
She's never made her dancers eat bananas from someone's vagina.
I really hope not. I wouldn't have guessed that Lizzo had done that, but man, if it ever came out that Beyonce had done anything like that, that would be basically the end of the world, I think.
Unless she's so powerful and so beloved that all of a sudden it would become cool.
Just everyone's just like, it's fine. Beyonce did it. It's
right.
This is just the new thing.
She's so influential that it just becomes the new trend.
They just start calling it lemonading.
Oh, man.
Next up, we have modern crooner Michael Bublé, who is 48 years old.
I like Michael Bublé.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a good voice. He still looks a lot younger than what he is. He's got that baby face. He's got some stubble now, but
yeah. But I wouldn't say I'm a fan of Michael Bublé, but when I hear him, I enjoy him.
Yeah. Next up, this one caught me by surprise. Rose McGowan, 50 years old.
Same.
But then again, I am almost 35. I'll be 35 in a couple weeks, and or in the past, depending on when you're listening to this. And I watched a lot of Charmed when I was a kid, and she was an adult woman, and I was like 10. So that tracks. People get old. But yeah, the part of the reason why I was so surprised is because of our next one, Idris Elba, 51. I would not have guessed that he's a year older and only a year older than Rose McGowan.
Yeah, I would have thought he was much older, or she was much younger.
Yeah. And next up we have, I don't actually know who this is, Eric Stone Street is 52.
Eric Stone Street plays Cam on Modern Family, and he's amazing.
Ah, okay. I've never really gotten into Modern Family.
Oh, it's so good. I'm currently rewatching it, and I'm really enjoying it.
Next up, we have Happy Gilmore himself, Adam Sandler. He's 57.
Also seems older. I wouldn't have thought he was that old.
Yeah, probably because he's a giant man child.
No question. Speaking of giant man children.
One who makes a little bit worse decisions, Charlie Sheen is 58 years old and looks like he's 75.
I like that your comparison between Adam Sandler and Charlie Sheen is makes a little bit worse decisions.
Just a little bit worse.
That's your comparison between those two humans.
Yeah.
That's how you differentiate between those two guys.
I mean, otherwise, career arc's basically the same, right?
He makes incrementally worse decisions. He's one deviation worse in decision making.
He keeps poorer company.
That's such a mild way of comparing those two things.
Next up we have Damon Wayans, who is 62 years old.
Yep. And his son's talented too. His son's funny.
Yeah. I always loved him in what is it? Major Payne.
Yep.
Good
funny
movie. Next we have Hugh Grant, who is my wife's personal favorite British man. He is 63.
I find Hugh Grant charming, but every time I see his name, I still can't get over the fact that he cheated on his amazingly good-looking wife with a prostitute.
I bring that up every time she like says something about Hugh Grant being charming, and I'm like, yeah, except for that time he got caught with a prostitute while he was married to Elizabeth Hurley, and she's like, yeah, but you know, consenting adults. And I was like, Elizabeth Hurley wasn't consenting. Now we have Batman, Michael Keaton, 72.
That guy's insanely talented. I think I can honestly say, I haven't seen everything he's been in, but I've enjoyed everything I've seen him in.
Yeah, I generally speaking like Michael Keaton. I'm pro Michael Keaton. I really liked him as the Vulture in the first Spider-Man movie with the current Spider-Man. He was really good in that.
Yeah, yeah. I liked him in Mr. Mom in like 1982.
Yeah. Yeah. Big fan. Another one who I don't actually know who this is. Roger Waters, 80 years old.
You don't know who Roger Waters is?
I do not.
He's from Pink Floyd.
Oh, see, that's the thing. I don't know the name of anyone who is in a band.
Oh, okay.
That's just like a weird personal blind spot that I have. I mean, there's a handful of people that I know, like, yeah, a small handful of band members I know, but largely it's just
you can't name one of them, but there is a small handful.
You know, like I know who Robert Plant is, for example, or Sammy Hagar, but you okay. know Neil right. Peart. I can just name drop old musicians if you want.
Well, I mean Neil Peart is kind of a contemporary of Roger Waters.
Yeah,
he's also dead.
I genuinely No more birthdays for Neil Peart.
I'm pretty sure Neil Peart died, so Roger Waters, a contemporary of Neil Peart, has outlasted him, even though Neil Peart's the one you remember.
Take that, Neil Peart. Roger Waters gets the last word.
In your face, Neil Peart.
Damn. I do like Pink Floyd, though, so apparently I did know who Roger Waters is, just didn't know my name. So there's another fun fact about me, dear listener. I don't know people who are in bands.
I like that thread that's going through this episode as we just keep revealing fun facts about you.
I'm a mystery wrapped in enigma in colorful packaging.
In a crunchy taco shell.
Yeah. With cheese?
Sure.
Something like that. And then last up, we have the wonderful Bob Newhart. I hope he lives forever. He is 94 years old.
Yeah, Bob Newhart is fantastic. That guy's so funny. He's still if you went and saw a set with Bob Newhart right now, he would still kill.
Yeah, Bob Newhart, he now that we don't have Betty White, he needs to take her place as just like the old Hollywood icon that we will into immortality.
You know what's funny is I was just going to say he's the male Betty White. Betty White lived to be 99, so we need 5 more years of Bob Newhart.
Yeah, I can't believe she died like 2 weeks before her 100th birthday, too. She couldn't quite make it.
Yeah.
Oh, the celebration the internet would have had.
She just needed one more Snickers bar.
All right, how about some born this week, but now dead?
All right, thank you, Clay Groves. Brian, listeners, we have 3 people today that were born on this day but are now dead. First, speaking of music legends, surely you know who this guy is, Brian. Freddie Mercury died in 1991 at the age of 45. Today he would have been 77.
He's one of the few.
He's the, when you said one of the few earlier, you were thinking of Freddie Mercury?
Yeah, Freddie Mercury.
Okay.
What's the dude with the Cocker Spaniel hair? Brian May? Yeah.
Okay, if you have to reference him but don't know his name, you can't count him on your list. That's not how this works. I'm sorry, I can't grant you that one. Circle does not get a square.
Fair enough.
Okay, next we have Colonel Sanders, who died in 1980 at the age of 90. Today he would have been 133. And last we have the outlaw Jesse James, who died in... I didn't fill in the blank at the age of another blank I didn't fill in, but I do know that today he would be 176.
If only we had the remaining information to be able to do the math, but we don't.
All right, Brian, that brings us to the end of another episode of This Week Today.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me. I've had a blast. I'm about 3/4 of the way through my Tom Collins, and I'm about ready to go make myself another one.
Wow, nice. And if I recall, you said that you're packing for a trip. Where are you going?
I am going to Bryson City, North Carolina, to go hang out with my family and hopefully go do some hiking in the Great Smoky Mountains.
Oh, nice. That's one of my favorite parts of the country.
I've never been there.
Never been to the Smoky Mountains? Or you've never been to North Carolina?
I've been to North Carolina. I've never been to the Smokies. Usually when we hit the mountains, we always go west. So this will be my first time on the Appalachian Trail, and I'm really looking forward to it.
I love the Rockies because they're majestic. However, I love east and the southeast and the Appalachians because if you choose, you can literally take off your shoes and never put them back on. It's just rolling and lush and green, and it's fantastic.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's finish up with some brief credits before we go. Come join us in our Facebook group. It's called the Gravity Beard Interns. Find us on Twitter by searching @ThisWeekPod. The number for the JonBenet Ramsey Crime Tips Hotline is 818-308-4348. We'd appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network. For more information, go to podfixnetwork.com or search @PodFix on Twitter. Thank you to our friend Phil Rude for our custom logo. For my pal Brian Shampoo, I'm your co-host Toaf. You've been listening to This Week Today. It's what your ears will want to be listening to.
This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network.
Balls are funny.